Artists, I can tell from all of my perceptions about it, and I certainly firmly believe this from both scripture and reason, love hasn't changed in 31 years. Just my knowledge of love has increased. How so? Because of my experience with it and taking on the other and learning what it really means. So I wouldn't say that my view of love was false 31 years ago, but it certainly didn't have all the forms that it took on by becoming the other over those 31 years that it has now. That you grow. That doesn't make love subjective. There is an objective reality called love, and doesn't make it relative. It's absolute. It's just that I grow in my understanding of it. This doesn't mean you can't make mistakes, that I had no mistaken understanding of love then, or that my understanding is perfect now. It means that there is a reality that I can apprehend, though imperfectly, and can grow in my apprehension of it by taking on new forms. Second problem, knowing it as a dynamic process. This isn't so much a problem as it is a description. For Aquinas, knowing is not a static thing, it's a dynamic thing. Knowing isn't, here I am, bring these, a lump of clay, ready to be stamped upon. Give me all these stamps, you know, stamp a tree on me, stamp image of a dog on me, stamp all these things on my wax tablet. It's not that. Neither is knowing a process by which I create the knowledge. It's not so active that I'm creating my knowledge and I'm just spinning this stuff out like spiders spinning out cobwebs out of their own being, or spider webs out of their own being. The process is kind of a combination of both. There's a passive aspect, and there's an active aspect, and there's a dynamic process. The passive aspect is I do have a passive intellect, a place to store all this information. The active thing is I have the active ability. I have an agent intellect, an active intellect where I can reach out and grab the essences from things in little quiddities that my mind knows, little concepts, and bring them in, make them part of me. So I'm reaching out, and it's coming in both, and this is an active, ongoing process as I know more and more. How we know is another problem. How we know as opposed to what we know. For Aquinas, how we know images, quote, differ from what we know, the objects. He is not saying that the image in our mind is what we know. It's simply how we know. What we know is the thing. How we know is the image through which we know the thing. Another problem is the relation of truth and being. He discusses Summa Theologica 1:16:4, and that could best be stated is that truth is that which corresponds to being. That a statement is true insofar as it corresponds to reality, and it is false insofar as it does not correspond to reality. So falsehood does not correspond to reality, and truth does correspond to reality. Aquinas is committed to a correspondence theory of truth, but we must make a big distinction here. The distinction is between a correspondence theory of truth and a correspondence test for truth. By theory of truth, we simply mean how truth is defined, namely what truth is. By test for truth, we mean how truth is confirmed, or how it is known to be true. And for Aquinas, all truth is correspondence, no matter how you test it. Now, some truth, the best way to test it is pragmatically. So you might have a pragmatic test of truth. You might have an existential test for truth. You might have a rational test for truth. There are many ways to test truth. I would think the best way to test the truth of the statement, "This is the greatest pie you ever tasted," is the pragmatic test. I would think that's the best way to test the truth of that statement, is just sink your teeth into it. Rational, other things, it would be better to have a rational test for their truth. God exists. Because if you don't have any rational content, any propositionally testable truth there, first of all, which kind of God? Secondly, how do we know he exists? So there are different kinds of tests for different kinds of truth statements, but the theory of truth is never pragmatic. The theory of truth is never existential, or it's never rational. The theory of truth is, truth by definition is that which corresponds to reality. Relation of truth and being is an integral, inseparable relationship, because that's what truth is, that which corresponds to reality.